Hi, I'm Kevin Jones. I'm a lecturer here at NTU. How many of you have used LAMS before? Okay, so actually there's a few of you that have never used LAMS before, is that correct? Okay, so I'll try not to bore you too much because actually I wrote this specifically for people that have used LAMS. But I will try my best to make it as simple as possible. But still, I want to get the point across that I've used LAMS for 6 terms, and there are obviously some good points about it, but I'm going to dwell on the bad points. Okay, basically what I wanted to do was I wanted to use LAMS for 4 purposes. So the first set of purposes was the idea of LAMS was to introduce to the students the concepts and activities of all topics. Basically, I wanted them to kind of like, if you understand the idea of a lecture, it's not just to do this, but in most cases, we teachers use lectures only to do this, which is wrong, but that's the way we do it. So anyway, so this essentially replaces my lectures. Second thing I wanted to do was use LAMS to sequence the learning into 13 chunks. 13 is the amount of weeks we have. So it's very purposeful. Chunks. 13 independent, separately tested. You finish, you move on to the next chunk. So it's very purposeful that way, to sequence it into 13 chunks. The next thing I wanted to do was to try and brand each of the topics, which is very difficult to do, but I essentially tried this idea. I wanted to use pictures to try and represent, if you like, the topics so that when the students were looking at the LAMS and they were looking at the other documentation that was associated with that topic, that they would always focus on this idea, this is the topic I'm with, this is the brand of the topic. So I tried to pick pictures that illustrated that kind of well. I don't know if the first one illustrates maintenance and testing, the second one illustrates analysis, and the third one illustrates design. So those are the kind of things I tried to do. And then the fourth thing is that I have a learning flow that I want them, the students, to follow. So, starting from the top left, this will all be built into LAMS. So I motivate, I test them, I then give them the learning in a sequence, which is essentially, like I said, replacing lectures, concepts, and activities, and then I confirm their learning at the end. All of this is going to be built in. Okay, so how did I do this? Well, the first thing I had to do is use the existing platform that we have from CELT. So I've put them all onto the Adventure. It's based on Blackboard. Now, each one of these, if for those of you that have already done this type of LAMS in our institution, you'll know that these are separate implementations of a particular LAMS sequence. So you design the LAMS sequence, then you actually take an instance of it and you place it onto Blackboard. Now the students don't have access to this. I gave them a portal to access this so it looks nicer. And this is the portal that they have. Each of the LAMS sequences are placed as push buttons in the middle of a brand picture. And each of these tabs indicates the week that they're supposed to go to for their LAMS chunk. So each week chunk is a topic. Each topic has these two buttons. I'm just going to concentrate on this one. This is essentially where we push into the LAMS sequence, and it's implemented by the previous slide. Now, have I lost anybody? Are you sort of all with me? I know I'm going really quickly, but that's the basic implementation, so I should make sure I've got everybody still. Are there any questions on how this is all set up? Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. can't be due to me, I'm sure. Okay, so I actually built three separate versions over the last six terms. So the first version I built was for the first two terms, and it essentially was a do or bypass. My original thought was that after they take the test, see, this is the motivation, this is the test, this is the sequence, and this is the confirm. Remember that sequence of learning flow, MTSC, right? So in this particular case, I thought, you know, if I test them and they actually already know this topic, why do they need to go through the sequence? So hence, bypass. So the idea is once they got here, after being tested, if they knew it, they bypassed. And I would be able to tell by confirming a score for this particular test. Now, if they didn't get the score I wanted, then they would do the learning. So that was the basic idea of this version. But upon reflection, we found that a lot of the students actually were getting fairly good on the score, but still not really knowing the topic as well as I wanted. Either they were cheating or whatever. So I decided to go to a slightly different idea. Let's see about giving them two levels of difficulty. If you do well on the score, on the test, then I'm going to give you a higher level of difficulty of learning than if you just did mediocre. And so this is what we called journeyman was for the average, the mediocre, and master was for the people that got the top scores on the test. So here, you can see that the confirm was taken out of the original parent sequence and put into the actual branches. Now, the reason for that is that it appears problematic for lambs to bring these back into a common confirmation. And secondly, I was thinking that maybe the confirmation should be different for each branch. That is to say, if you're taking the advanced branch, that is the master, then maybe you should have a confirmation that's harder than if you were taking the journeyman, confirmation being slightly less. So that's why I put the confirmations here in the branches. So again, motivation, test, the sequence, then the confirmations. Okay, so I did this for two terms, and then I realized that I could expand my study of this subject, which is really technology intermediation, which I'll be talking about in a couple of days. I wanted to expand it, and I wanted to look at do certain learning resources apply, or are they preferred more by certain types of learners? So I had to redesign the sequence. The parent, motivation, and test remained the same, but I redesigned the sequence for the last two terms. And instead of having a one only for the master and then the two for the journeyman, what I decided was I would make both of the sequences structurally the same, but the hardness or the difficulty would be based upon the learning resources inside here. And this way I would be able to compare the preferences of the students for the learning resources equally, which was very important for my PhD to actually determine that. And I also added in here a breakpoint to help them integrate into the rest of the program. That is, for the week, there's another activity which I wanted them to be prepared for. And finally, I took a quick survey of the textbook because all of this being online, I had no knowledge of textbook. Okay, so in review, three versions. First version, do or bypass, you can see very simple. Second version, I took the confirmation out of the parent sequence and put it into the individual branches. The two branches now are both functional. There's no bypass anymore. It's a journeyman and a master. But you can see the master is just one set, whereas this was two sets. finally, on the third version, structurally now both are the same. The only difficulty is in the hardness of the content itself in here. But the conformations are still different. Okay, so that's what I did, and I tested them out for the six terms. Now, this is what I found out. Okay, it is ridiculously hard to populate these things. I know it's Flash, and there is certain difficulties with respect to Flash programs. Each LAMS is a Flash program. But it was absolutely ridiculous. To just go between those three different versions, I had to rebuild the entire set of 13 sequences each time. Even though I copied, you still had to rebuild it. You still had to relink it. You still had to do everything. So essentially, it was really tedious to do the repopulating for these three different versions. Now, secondly, I discovered just how bad the editing capability of LAMS is. I'll illustrate some points in a little while. But basically, it is really not easy to edit. It's really not easy to personalize what you're building. There was a bug. We're using the latest version of LAMS, and there was a bug in it that was pretty serious, I thought, but it later turned out to be fairly superficial. But it was annoying. I also found the enforcement of sequence completions was not as promised. There was actually a lot of difficulties with that. There was inconsistencies with respect to the enforcement. There's no learner feedback that's actually built in. You have to build it in yourself. And there's no usage statistic reports, which I really wanted. Really need them, in fact, to be able to tell people that LAMS is working well and this is what's happening. You cannot do this unless you go to the back end. You have to build everything yourself from the back end. Okay, so for those of you that have used LAMS, I don't know. I mean, I hate this. This absolutely does not work. This thing is really, really, it just doesn't work. The copy function, yeah, you can copy, but the problem is that you're still faced with repopulating. The renaming is really archaic. I have no idea why you can't just rename the file directly on the name of the file. You don't have to rename it, then enter it in. Really confusing. So anyway, I really don't like this at all. This is not suitable for modern day applications. Okay, now this is without customization. You'll see you've already had a taste of what I can do with customizations. I'll show you again. But basically, this is really ridiculous. I mean, you know, this is so unhip. And what's this thing here for? I mean, this thing really just doesn't do it for me. And this thing here also is really not. Anyway, this the students don't like this. The students find this extremely tiresome, maybe. I'm not sure, but the thing is, this is really, it's just too gray, too, there's just not enough there. It's not pizzazzy. Okay, reordering. You can reorder questions. How come you can't reorder the links? I really needed this function badly. I needed this because when I was repopulating this, a lot of some of the links were no longer required. And position does make a difference. When a person looks at a page, they do look from top down. They don't look from bottom up. No one does that. So you don't put your best links at the bottom. Who does that? Right? Who does that? Well, you can't reorder the links, and this caused me no end of problem. I would have to add a link, copy downwards, add a link, copy downwards, and then, I mean, it was ridiculous. Anyway, the reordering, it's definitely, that was a big problem. Okay, this was the bug. For some reason, the survey tool kept on coming up with this system error. When I first did this, I was petrified. I thought I was going to lose my entire edit. But it turned out it doesn't mean anything. It actually doesn't cause a problem. But at first, I thought it was going to cause a problem. And this made me sleepless for several nights until I realized the students could work through it. Okay, so like I said, enforcement. We all know if you're in the middle of, oh, this is my nice one. See how, look how nice this is. There's even a number for the question. You know, I had to build all this in. But anyway, if you try and quit out of the quiz, it actually says you can't. You cannot quit out of the quiz. That's great. Good. That's fantastic. Hey, and if you want to try and drop out of a survey, it gives you a mandatory warning. You can't do this. You can't do this. So why doesn't it do it for these? Why, when you're here on this, it doesn't stop you from jumping out? It doesn't at least give you a warning. It doesn't do that. It just lets you go. And secondly, when you're inside these, this finish button doesn't have to be used. Now, the problem that I tried, look at this. Remember, student, press finish to close the window and register your choice. The students, I don't think, cared, because there were some students that never pressed this button, so I didn't know whether they'd actually done this resource or not, which was a real issue because I give them marks for doing this. One guy, in fact, I gave him, I had an amnesty period. So I said, okay, come on, I'll do anything you want just to top up these marks. I know some of you aren't reading, right? So they come to me, this one guy comes to me and says, oh, sir, you know, for the first 6 weeks, I forgot to press finish. Okay, so this is on week 7. So I added in all his extra weeks, week 1 to 6. And then for week 8 to 13, he forgot to press it again. I mean, so anyway, why is this not enforced? It should be enforced if this is what LAMS is all about. It's pushing them through the sequence. Okay, so what are my recommendations? Okay, I think the solution to the population tedium could be solved if you allowed me to make custom tools and put them into LAMS. I could put all of those quizzes that I produced and put them into LAMS as custom tools to be used in any sequence, which is what I want. Now, a side-by-side view for dragging and dropping would be perfect. Now, you've got them for the official tools, but you don't have them for any other thing you want to do in LAMS. A side-by-side view would be perfect. Just pull from one to the other. Now, the tools, so I'm saying my custom tools, put them on a side-by-side, and also the links. What I'd like to have is I'd like to have all the links on one side from my database. I do have them in a database, as most of you would have. I'd like to be able to pull them. I don't want to click, copy link, go here, copy link, save it. Do you want to save it? Yes, I want to save it. Why can't I just go pull it over? Auto numbering of questions, I wish you would do that. I want the questions to have a number. I want to know that this is question 6 because so do the students. When they're going through the questions, they want to know. I've gone through question 1, question 2, question 3. I want the auto format to stop. After you've made your first edit into any text box, I want the auto format to stop. Because what happens is when you go back in, it auto formats and then it screws everything up. And finally, I want the reordering of the links. Okay, now here's what I think is a really nice presentation. Nice little picture. You get a chance to use different fonts. You can add in a number. Everything looks, this is much better. Don't you agree? Don't you agree this is much better than the previous one I showed, right? Or maybe you're all asleep, right? Okay, this is nice. Now this, I had to write as an HTML script. This is all written with HTML script, including this, which was really a lot of tedium to do this. Once it's there, I dare not customize it because when I go in, guess what? The auto formatting takes it away. So I'd like this to be pretty standard where I can, I've got a checkbox. Do I want to add a picture? Do I want to change the font? Something like that. So I want it to look better, to look nicer. This I don't know what you're going to do with, but. Okay. Explorer style. Instead of that workspace dialog box, give me an explorer style thing. I'm used to explorer style. I can arrange everything. I can automatically change, rename right here on the thing. I can rename it. I don't have to enter it, then enter it back. It's right there. So give me this. This is what I want for the workspace controller. okay, I definitely would like to see some kind of basic feedback allowed by the students. If there's something that they can feedback into the various LAMS tools, I think that would be good. I'd like some reports. I'd like some kind of reports to show the idea of the time that the students take on each part of the LAMS, a link usage by each learner. I'd like histograms to compare the different resources. For instance, how many times have you put in, well, for those of you that are using LAMS, you put in maybe two or three links, right? Do you know they're using them all? I don't know. But if one is not being used, why offer it? So this histogram would help. And if they must terminate, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why they failed to complete the sequence. And then finally, I'd like to be able to build my own custom reports with a report writer built into LAMS. Okay, so there's me with a beard, and I'm just saying keep me in mind so that I can do this. I can talk about learning. I can think about reporting, you know, because I got my bosses to talk about how am I going to do this thing and how much time does everything take? I don't have the time to do this. And that, so I can teach. Okay, that's basically it. I've gone very quickly, I know, but any questions? Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely. But it's buried. I'd like it as a report where I can click on this report and bring it out.
Yeah, in my presentation, I'll show you.
Oh, well, okay, that's good.
It is not that difficult, although there are certain idiosyncrasies, but you know, software is idiosyncratic in its first place. I mean, you're looking at the mind of the software developer, so we as humans tend to need a bit of take time to understand the mechanism which, on which it works.
I just point you back to those two previous photographs. I mean, I'm taking a part-time PhD as well as teaching full-time. I teach the course by myself. I do everything by myself. I don't have a TA. I mean, and I got close to 200 plus, to, at one time, 500 students. So I understand what you're saying, but I need it simpler. It's got to be simpler. It's got to be there that I can click it and use it. I mean, I have found those reports, but they're very, it wasn't easy for me to do. I'm looking for ease. I want this to work for me. But you're absolutely right. There is some of them, not everything, but the time one, yes. Yes, there is a channel, but there is some difficulties which I'm not aware of. There is a channel, but it doesn't really work that well. But it's there. It's there. I know it's there. But this is my chance to say something out loud.
Speak on behalf of the LAMS side, there's lots of great suggestions in there, so we'll see what we can do. The reordering of links to be brain dead, we're not doing that, so thank you. We'll do what we can on that. So, and there's a number of others, so we'll do what we can. So this is an open source project, so we don't have billions of dollars lying around to do everything, but whatever makes it easier, we'll work on. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to just check with you. You mentioned the pain of having to redo the formats of it again and again. I agree. Would it have been any help, though, to have built one sequence and you put in all the formats into that one sequence, sort of blank, but with all your formatting in place, and then just save that as a different name and put in it each time, so you kind of reuse
okay. Yeah, the problem with that is that if you went in to change one word in the sentence or you went into, like, for instance, with the numbering of the questions, of course, each question, the content, the text, the sentence is different. So even when I built the format in, it still reformatted it again, which caused a lot of difficulty with respect to the way it looked afterwards. So I tried everything. I tried templates, and then I tried to mass copy, and eventually it just became there was no solution was better than the other. They were all tedious. So I think the real issue is that once you've started a change to that particular text box, the auto format should turn off. It should just automatically only be there for the initial opening of it. Then once that's finished, it's finished.
Thank you.
Okay, anyway, thanks a lot for listening. I assume that's the end of the questions. Thank you.